Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Local couple by the name of Bongi and Colin Damons. Be Lifted is the title of that song. And I told you, it's a busy one and celebrations in between. And so round about now is exactly that time that I told you about. By the way, I also didn't know about the kite festival, but now I definitely know about it. And so today I am joined by Barbara from the Cape Town International Kite Festival. So Barbara, good afternoon and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for having me on your show this evening.
Absolutely a pleasure, Barbara. I'm glad we finally have it. Last week was so busy. I was like, oh, I definitely missed you. So I'm glad that I'm able to get you today. Now, Barbara, for the last 30 years, the Cape Town International Kite Festival, Cape Mental Health's flagship event, has brought hashtag hope on a string as colorful kites of all shapes and sizes take to the sky each October to create mental health awareness. 30 years is a remarkably long year time, rather. Why do you think that Cape Town International Kite Festival has remained so popular over the years?
I think that the Cape Town International Kite Festival has remained this popular because at any point of your life, kites are just exciting. Mm-hmm. I remember many years ago when my children were little, I used to take them to the kite festival, and now, they're in their 20s, and it still brings such a feeling of excitement. Mm-hmm. Over the past few years, the event has changed so much from just a one-day event. Then we ended up having a big two-day, a whole weekend event. But wow. We had shows and stalls. But the event has changed as well. Due to COVID, it became smaller. And now we have pop-up events.
Okay.
Just because it's become so popular and, people all over Cape Town are interested in this event. But also to bring in with that a mental health awareness. It doesn't matter at what time in your life you are in. You will always have mental health. And, you don't know at what point you may need help.
Mm.
So that's why it's always important to raise awareness about it. And, it always remains relevant. We've always used this platform to be able to talk about mental health.
So, with October being Mental Health Awareness Month worldwide, Barbara, while we live in challenging and difficult times, there are many economic and dire social conditions that impact our mental well-being, as you have alluded. Now, even though mental health has gained more focus in society over the last few years, why would you say it is still so important to continue to raise mental health awareness?
As I was saying, is that we have mental health through every single stage of our lives.
Mm.
So, as a young person nowadays, and maybe we can actually thank them that they've, they're much more open now and they've started to talk about their own mental health in schools and the struggles that they are busy going through. But the reality is that the parents and the grandparents, that is where the stigma is still very big, that people are still afraid to be able to talk about the mental health because they see it as a weakness, as if there's something wrong with you, and not that it is an illness that like you would be having any other illness.
Mm.
So that is why it's important for us to keep raising awareness, because at any point our mental health can be affected. And we need to be comfortable enough to be able to ask for help when we need it, and not be, not be ashamed, to be able to say it's okay that if you're not feeling well at this moment.
Now, you know, Barbara, you actually just spoke to something I wanted to ask you next. That, you know, mental health awareness has played a significant role in allowing people to speak freely and without fear of labels about mental health. You just spoke about, you know, young people speaking more openly about it. You know, yet often there is still a stigma attached to mental health and openly speaking about mental health problems. Why would you say that is, and what can we as the public do to help break the stigma?
Well, one of the reasons that there is such a big stigma about mental health is that there's a lot of myths that go with a mental health diagnosis.
Mm.
And when a person is ignorant, when a person doesn't know about a situation, and it's a situation or a condition that makes you feel uncomfortable, then persons start to make fun of it.
Yeah.
You know, when a person doesn't understand what a situation is, or when you are very, you know, when you don't know much about it, then sometimes it's just easier to make fun of a situation when a person doesn't behave in a way that you think they should be acting at that moment.
Mm.
Whereas if you'd been able to find out a little bit more about someone's mental health, they'd be able to tell you, you know, what they're busy going through at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, to be able to ask for help. But because we have built up these walls of that, you know, every person needs to be, you know, well and okay and functional, even though one of the four of us at any one time of our lives is going to need assistance.
Mm.
But, you know, we've built up this this wall that we act as if we always need to be okay.
Mm.
So, you know, that stigma is the reason why most persons do not feel comfortable to get help. And then they just get more and more sick, and then there can be a tragedy.
Yeah. Now, the theme for this year, Barbara, for this year's Kite Festival is hashtag Hope on a String. Tell us a bit more about the theme for the year.
Well, we thought quite a bit about the theme for the year and why, you know, what we would actually choose as the theme.
Mm-hmm.
So we used hope on a string because, you know, a string is a very fragile, it's so tiny. When you take a look at a kite, and some of these kites are gigantic, they're the size of houses, and then you'll see this tiny little string sort of holding onto it, and a person on the other side, you know, holding, you know, against all odds. And that is in many ways how we, you know, how we go through life, you know. We hold on to our lives, whatever's busy happening. Sometimes it can be incredibly overwhelming. So the string we'd like to see as hope, and in many ways that is the role that Cape Mingle Health plays, you know, to be able to give one that support that you need at any time in your life. So when you need that extra help, extra support, doesn't matter what you, how turbulent times are, you know, there is an organization, there is a person that you can contact and just ask for help.
All right. Now, Cape Mental Health's vital mission has always been providing essential, cost-free mental health care services and intervention to those who require the most, with a focus on children and young people. Why is it so important to invest in the youth, specifically when it comes to mental health?
There's been many studies, and when a person first starts showing that they are mentally ill, the symptoms often show when they are in the late teens or in the early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important for us to be able to invest in our young persons at that time, so that we can make sure that young people have the tools to equip themselves with the challenges that life brings with it.
Mm.
That you will see that if a person doesn't have these tools and they stay untreated, then later on in their life, the challenges become much, much more difficult. And mostly when you ask persons who have a mental health diagnosis, you know, when did this start? They will start, you know, talking about, while I was in my teenage years, in my early 20s, when, you know, when life became too difficult to cope with. That is why we need to be able to invest in young people and to be able to give, you know, in the coping tips for now, how to be able to get help. And also to give them the information that if they do need more specialized care, that they can go for it as well.
Okay. Barbara, see, the Cape Town International Kite Festival's annual pop-up fly event will take place on Sunday, I believe. You know, on Sunday the 27th of October at Melkbosstrand Beach. What can the public expect at this year's event?
Well, it's always been quite an exciting event because we've had all different kinds of kites. We have many local South African kiters that come every year and show their kites, and you know, they're always making and creating new kites. But what's really exciting about this year is that we have some international kiters that have created some beautiful kites. So, you know, we're quite excited to see what they've brought along. And, you know, the size of the kites, they are just, you know, some of the kites are as big as houses. And they are so bright and colorful. It becomes quite magical on that day that you can see all of these images just flying about in the sky. So if you are close by to Melkbosstrand, even if you have to travel a little bit, you know, it's actually really worth the drive and just to spend the day with us, you know, just to enjoy a day without the worries that we usually have during, you know, our life, especially this time of the year that the year is almost coming to an end. It can be very, very stressful. So to just spend that day to fly some kites, you can also buy your own kites as well from Cape Mental Health. And then, yeah, and then if you need to, there are many persons, our staff from Cape Mental Health will be there. And if you need to talk to somebody, we'd be able to link you up with some help that you'd be able to hear more about mental health care at the, you know, later on.
Okay. Tell us, Barbara, how can people also support Cape Mental Health and the 30th Cape Town International Kite Festival?
Well, as you said before, that our services, our counseling services are free of charge. But, you know, even though the services are free of charge, they do cost us quite a bit. So we have the Kite Festival as a fundraiser, and we would really appreciate if people can actually take a look onto our website, which is capementalhealth.co.za/hopeonastring, and then donate towards our Back a Buddy campaign. You know, every little cent does help us. You can also, you know, buy a kite. When you go and you see, you know, you can order a kite online as well. We do have an online shop, and you'd be able to order a kite as well. And all of the funds that we raise during this time goes towards the treatment of persons with a mental health diagnosis.
Wow. Lastly, before I say goodbye to you, Barbara, where can people find more information about the Cape Mental Health's free services and about the Kite Festival?
They can take a look on our Facebook page. That is our facebook.com, and that is Cape Mental Health. And they can give us a call as well on 021-447-9040.
Okay. Thank you so much, Barbara. Thank you for your time and for the great work that you do up in the Cape.
Thank you. Thank you so much for giving us the time to be able to talk about the work that we do. And, you know, it doesn't matter where you are. Your mental health does matter. There are community-based organizations throughout South Africa, but they do need the support. They need our support so that we can make sure that people can get mental health any point that they need it.
Wow. Barbara, God bless and have a great evening.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.